Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Basketball teams are entering the final month of the regular season, and they're gearing up for the playoffs. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of all the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the basketball team of your choosing hits a three. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only to bet. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Very well. In fact, they are the best in the country right now at post defense.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Like, you're not going to be able to dump the ball into Grant and get easy buckets. They're allowing about a half a point on post-ups. They're forcing turnovers on 20% of post-ups.
They're number one in the country at that?
Yeah.
Airing every day from
noon to three.
This might not be a Grant Williams game, I guess is what I'm saying. I'm preparing you for Grant Williams not being able to go off.
On 1340 WKGN.
And a historical performance for Grant Williams in this building tonight.
He had 43 points. He made 23 of 23 from the free throw line. And the reigning SEC co-player of the year has certainly stamped his name on that trophy again with this performance tonight.
Hour two, kicking off of the Fan Run Studios. Hour two headlines. Draven, what do you got for us?
So, I've got a supposed list of potential team names that were floating around the Washington football team. So, I'm going to go around. You guys tell me if you guys approve of some of these names or not. All right. So, the first name, the Washington Monarchs. No? Hayden?
Why would that be a name? Like, that makes no sense.
That was actually... one of the more preferred names is kind of what it said was the Washington Monarchs.
Like, is it monarchs like kings?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah,
king.
And the type of
maybe do
fly?
Like a crown or something, maybe.
Yeah. I mean,
keep the same. You probably keep the same colors ish. Yeah, that's true. What about this? This makes sense for DC. What about the Washington Presidents?
No, God.
Who has put these
Washington
names?
Presidents?
Those are two of the worst ones.
We also have the Washington Wild Hogs.
Okay, I'm down for that.
Are we down for the Hogs?
I'm out on that one, too.
Wild Hogs, yeah.
Wild Hogs, okay. We got Hayden in. Cam, you say no?
I'm out on that one. Well, a little motorcycle?
You could, yeah.
Motorcycle.
You could get a little crazy with it. They already have the...
We call the offensive, you know, they just call the offensive line.
Yeah, I was about to say, they dress up as pigs sometimes. Yeah. The fans do still. They'll do that every now and then. What do you think?
It's better than the first two options, for sure.
I don't know. Is that, are those the only options we got? Like a,
there's
a few more.
I was gonna say the Red Hogs still not a thing, or the Red Tails, or
we have the Washington Red Wolves was on here. Red Wolves, kind of cool. Was that that's Arkansas State, right? Aren't they the Red Wolves?
Yeah.
We also have the Washington Riders. Riders, anybody? You know,
like the Washington Capital City Football Club.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell they're doing there. That's just too much of a mouthful there. Just keep the football team. You're going to do that. We also have, here are the last few. We have the Washington Aviators, the Washington Wayfarers. Wayfarers? You got what is a Wayfarer? Wayfarer?
No, that's not a
company. What they
that,
could be.
Isn't that, wasn't Wayfair the company that got linked to, like, the child trafficking?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Like, I don't think anything actually came of it, but, like, there's conspiracies that, like...
Damandoverstock.com.
That you could, like, search for kids' names on, like, their website, and it would give you furniture.
It just came
implying that, like, they were shipping kids inside the furniture.
Oh, no.
People were buying, like... Highly involved with sex trafficking. That's what I think of when I think of Wayfair. So I don't think you should name your team that.
It's it does say, I looked it up, a Wayfarer is a person who travels on foot. So I don't know what that would have
to
do.
Supposed to...
My favorite is the Washington Armada, or just the Washington, D.C. Football Club.
The Washington...
I would say with the football team instead of the football club.
That's what I would say.
I want to stick with that one, but...
What about the Washington Ambassadors? Ambassadors,
no.
Anybody?
No.
What happened to the Red Tails name?
Red Tails was not on here on this supposed list. Of course, this is, you know, just potential names that have kind of, I guess, gotten tossed around. So
this is not official?
No.
Okay.
not necessarily. But what name do we like the most here? Wild Hogs? Would Hogs be the best? A little historical reference for the team?
Give me Armada.
Give me the football team.
Stick with the FC, football club, football team?
No, football team. A club is for the soccer, the football team.
What's the difference?
I think it'd be really stupid to go from football team to football club. I think that's unnecessary.
I think it's stupid just to do the football team or football club. Just give a team a name. It'd be a good branding for you.
What are you picking?
I think I like Wild Hogs just because of the, like I said, the reference.
The
I did
Washington Wild Hogs. Yeah, because what you want is to invoke thoughts of Tim Allen and John Travolta riding around on their motorcycle.
That'd be hilarious.
That's what you want. And a fat Martin Lawrence. And what's that other guy's name? I should know his name. He's very famous.
Isn't his name like Dewey in the movie?
I'm not asking what his name is in the movie. He's Frank on Shameless. He's very famous. C. Macy.
William H. Macy.
H. Macy. Not C. Yeah. Okay, yeah. William H. Macy. Okay.
I didn't know he was in this movie. I didn't know Frank. Frank was in this movie.
I would have gotten to William H. Macy.
I never watched this. Is this movie just not terrible? I just imagine.
Actually,
come on.
No. It's not. I'm not gonna make the case it's good, but it's a bad movie that I found enjoyable. It's one of those that I didn't mind watching, having on the background. It's cute enough. And I love Marissa Tomei.
Oh, wow. She is him.
I love
Marissa
Tomei, and Marissa Tomei's looking good in there. Marissa. And Ray Liotta, you know, he's trying. Ray Liotta's like, hey, I used to be a pretty bad gangster. You know, I'm pretty good at this. So he's trying. He's mm-hmm. running his motorcycle gang. He's doing good.
Wasn't it George? Didn't he have a shot at Marissa Tomei and kind of blew it?
Yeah.
Great scene.
Yeah. They let William H. Macy, his nerdy character, get her this time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Marissa Tomei has made a nice career of looking available to the average man, even though she would never be.
That really is her appeal,
yeah,
isn't it?
They've made
wow.
her seem attainable.
Huh. that's funny.
They've made her very attainable to the, at least to thought of by the... The average male.
So we're all agreement. Wild Hogs.
No, I'm not.
Come on.
I am not.
Get the pig noses back out there. Oink, oink. That's what I'm saying. If you're going to do it, it's a whole branding thing.
Again.
You could sell the pig noses again. You could kind of rehash that. You got the stellar, you know, defensive line. You could make it like shift over to the defensive line instead, you know?
Okay. I mean, I hear you. I'm just saying I don't want to think of the movie. And that's what I would think of. The Wild Hogs has been hijacked.
Okay.
It's Tim Allen's now. And John Travolta.
Right. What a weird combo.
Lawrence.
Just such a weird quadruple of actors there. Yikes.
A weird quadruple of actors.
I don't know how you would... Quartet, I guess, would be the struggle in that one. Also, we had some NBA news. LaMarcus Aldridge, who just actually signed with the Nets, just a few weeks ago, going to retire from the NBA. Tough news here, as he wrote on social media that he's been playing... His last game, he had a irregular heartbeat, which is always scary, always something you got to pay attention to. So he is going to just say, I'm done, go ahead and calling it quits, not worth it. So what do we make? LaMarcus Aldridge, where does he go down legacy-wise for this guy?
I mean, I was going to say he's a Hall of Famer.
Is he, though?
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I said.
Never won a championship.
Yeah.
Never really won. I mean,
he was really good for a while. I mean,
has been on any All-NBA teams before? Maybe a third team?
I would say he's made some All-NBA teams.
When he's with
at
least Portland,
yeah.
I'd say.
You think
well,
so.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't make any while he was with the Spurs. Yeah.
Right.
I would say he probably wishes he would have stayed with the Spurs. He couldn't handle Dame becoming a bigger star than him. He made five All-NBA teams. Yeah. I was going to say,
oh, wow.
He's
okay.
made some All-NBA teams.
Okay. Yeah. Seven All-Star appearances. So.
Yeah. He's not telling me, like, what teams he made on the All-NBA team. Come on, Basketball Reference, step up your game. I mean, yeah, seven-time All-Star. Like in Portland, his last bit, I mean, his 21 points a game score.
Mm-hmm.
8 rebounds. 21-8, that's pretty good. I mean, he's going to finish with career numbers like 19-8. It's pretty good. Nice shooting touch. I don't know. He's really good. He'll go down as like below Chris Bosh.
It's probably a decent comparison. They're probably pretty close at the end of the day. I guess Bosch has the championships,
yeah.
And that's the big thing.
Yeah.
I'm surprised a little bit. I know, like, obviously you don't want to be playing or anything. I'm surprised he didn't at least, like, say, I'm going to stick with the Nets, kind of be on the sideline as kind of a coach, and that way he can maybe even get a championship kind of out of his well and then retire at the end of the year. I was a little surprised he just said, you know, calling it quits right now.
I mean, basically he's like, hey, I got to he's like, I got to focus on my family, is what he says.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't think you can say you're focused on your family and you're retiring and you're going to still travel around and do the
I guess so. The I just strain. Thought.
Like, you need to go and, like, get off the road and start taking care of yourself, I think. Yeah. I mean, you have a irregular heartbeat and your breathing starts getting messed up and you don't feel good. Like, I'd say that's pretty eye-opening and would be pretty scary.
Yeah, he was talking about how scary it was, like, at night, the way, like,
right.
his heart
Yeah, he said later in the night.
Like that. Yeah. So
you don't stay on the road for that, you just for a chance at a championship ring. I mean, I don't think you do that.
Okay. Still, it's going to be one of those Hall of Fame debates, I guess. Like you said, it's kind
of... The Basketball Hall of Fame is pretty easy to get into. I think he's a Hall of Famer. No real great moments, though.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. Like, what is his special moment? Either way, so back to more Deshaun Watson news. So we had one of the lawsuits get dropped, and then... Somebody else filed another one against him. So it went from 21 right back to 22 and just a little, you know, just a day, basically. So tough news. Tough news for Deshaun. We'll see how all that kind of works out as we keep eyes on what's going on. We had some other NFL news. Alden Smith, former Cowboy, signing with the Seattle Seahawks. They needed a pass rusher, John, and they got one. So we'll see how that works out. Alden Smith, I mean, he was pretty good for the Cowboys. For at least the first half of the season, was probably one of their better defense players on that terrible defense. So we'll see how much of an impact he makes with the Seahawks. We also had some more NFL news. Wanted to get to Jadeveon Clowney. They had the contract details come out on that. And again, surprised. Taking a little maybe of a shot at J.J. Watt as well. Did you see where he was talking about it's going to be nice to play on the other side of somebody dominant, somebody who can play like Myles Garrett.
I don't want
to
hear anything from Jadeveon Clowney.
A little sour on him.
Yeah.
I did see some Titans fans tweeting out the old video of him talking. Was it some corner he's running his mouth at, and then he ends up getting the interception?
Him standing there with the look on his face.
It does the
dun, trash. Dun, I had Tom Savage as my quarterback. I guess we should have known Clowney wasn't very smart.
All right.
Last little bit of headline. USC basketball receives 2 years of probation.
Oof.
Could have been worse. Their former assistant, Tony Bland, gets a 3-year show clause, or had gotten one. USC avoids any major punishment. Probation, I believe, is okay. You'll take that. They accepted USC's self-imposed reduction of 2 scholarships during the 2018-19 season. Says that USC was extremely cooperative, so everything's okay for USC basketball. The 2 years probation is, you know, a bad headline, I guess, but
yeah,
it's nothing compared to, I guess.
So that's not even a postseason ban or anything like
that?
Yeah,
no, yeah, just a probation.
Basically, well, it wouldn't matter even if it was.
Yeah, so. Just stay out of trouble. All right, go back to headlines. Stick with us. This is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Game of Thrones got drugged yesterday, their Twitter account.
Oh, I guarantee it.
You can't do what they're trying to do, which is pretend like the last season of Game of Thrones didn't happen.
Yeah, I think yesterday was like the anniversary of the, like,
and
the
no one gave a damn.
Right?
Yeah. No one gave a damn. No one cared. You can't. What they're trying to do on HBO is they're just going to like have like 30 different spinoffs.
Yeah.
And no one, I'm not going to care. You're not going to get my attention with your stupid spinoffs because you messed up the original. You ever watched it, Draven?
No. Never really got into it. Just know that the
Hod,
ending...
you never watched it either, right?
Too scary.
First scene of the Nightwalkers was kind of scary, especially when you didn't know what the hell was going on. Cam, you didn't watch it either, right?
I watched one episode.
That was enough for you?
Yeah.
I mean, it does sound appealing.
It didn't get me after the first episode, so I was out.
Really?
I'm not going through all these.
See, I heard the opposite. I feel like once people said they watched the first episode, they were kind of hooked.
Just laughed at the guy getting pushed. Did the kid get pushed out the thing in the first episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. But Besides that, I was like, yeah.
Or I'm 90% sure that's the first episode.
Yeah, I think so.
So is it just the ending that's got everybody, that's what everybody's just so pissed
and
off?
And that also makes me not want to watch it.
Oh, yeah, I would never tell anybody. Like, yeah. Well, I would never tell anybody to go watch it now.
Is it that bad? Like, I know endings are bad, but, like, that's is it that bad?
Says, is the ending that bad? Probably not. Probably not.
Okay.
But for what you were expecting.
But for what you're expecting and how much time people invested in this. And how much people cared about it, yes, the ending was that bad. So if you watched it all the way through, you might not hate it that much. Like if you just sat down and watched it over the next month and a half, 2 months, whatever, you probably wouldn't be that upset with it. Now you might be preconditioned to know that like you're not supposed to like it now that like people have told you not.
Right.
So like you might not feel satisfied. But honestly, yeah, it probably wouldn't be as bad had you not obsessed over it and talked about it and had it was the problem. Draven of you know just being on the internet and seeing how much time people had spent talking about it and coming up with theories, trying to crack the codes, and I mean it's just an obvious drop in quality too because at a certain point they got past the book because this stupid fat old George R.R. Martin just quit writing, couldn't keep up. They went too fast. He couldn't finish the story.
Is that really how it worked, basically?
Yeah, yeah. So the first six seasons were following the book. Or maybe the first five seasons. I don't even know if the sixth season followed the book. Books. And then, yeah, they got past the material.
How many seasons total?
Eight.
Okay.
Eight.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Just some of the, you know, the more damning stuff. We just went through a pandemic where people are desperate for content. And none of my friends were like, hey, let's rewatch Game of Thrones. During a pandemic when we had nothing but time in the world.
Wow. I rewatched all the Marvel movies.
Right. At no point was anybody like, oh, let's go run this back. Let's go back to Westeros.
That says something.
Yeah.
That says something for
Westeros,
sure.
Westeros, not Westeros. Westeros. So you might not hate it, but they're not going to get me with their spinoffs. Mm-hmm. That's not going to happen. And it was weird because then you had the guys trying to make the Star Wars movies. Like, it's pretty nice. It's pretty impressive that these guys are hated by two of the biggest fan bases. The Game of Thrones people hate them and the Star Wars people hate them. both fan bases are like, you guys suck. Just stay away. They had so much more story to tell, Draven. And they're like, nah, we think we can finish it in 8 episodes. Like, sure? We can stretch this out for another season if you want. Nah, we'll get it done. We'll land the plane. They didn't. They didn't land the plane.
Why not extend it out?
They wanted to move on and focus on Star Wars.
Okay, so that's where the Star Wars comes in. Okay.
But then they went and make Star Wars, and I think they made did they make the terrible one? Did they even get to make it afterwards? I don't even know if they actually got to make it. I don't know enough about Star Wars. I saw the Star Wars people hated them too, so I think they messed up the one movie.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right there.
But again, I'm not a Star Wars guy, so I'm not positive on that. HBO has to be more self-aware. Self-awareness is key. Tweeting out winter is coming. All that does is remind me of how much I hate you. That's all it did. Just lit a fire to remember, oh yeah, you don't want to watch these spinoffs because these guys are idiots.
Ugh. Yeah, I heard everybody's just like, I don't even care about the universe anymore. Or the characters that they liked, anything like that, just because the way it ended.
I would have liked to have seen what would have happened had, like, Endgame just been awful.
Yeah, that would have hurt.
Instead, everyone's like, oh, it's the greatest movie ever, or, you know, like, a great superhero movie. It was so perfect. I didn't see anybody complain about that. That's why people were like, this is the perfect ending. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have hurt. If they botched that, I would have been crushed.
Just think about how good it was, and just think about if it was the opposite and just really terrible and really unsatisfying. It would ruin everything for you.
I don't like even thinking about that.
Well, I'm glad you don't have to worry about it.
Apparently, they were going to do a Star Wars trilogy and just kind of didn't.
Did they get one movie out of it?
It doesn't even say. It just says they walked away from their deal with Disney's Lucasfilms to launch a Star Wars trilogy. So.
Okay. For some reason, I thought they were involved with something that was bad and everyone hated them, too. If you ruin the end, if you leave a bad taste in people's mouth, it's hard for them to forgive you. Not for Rick Barnes, though. It's okay. We'll hop back on. You got Brandon Huntley Hatfield. That's good. Mm-hmm. Tennessee's got the number two recruiting class. Okay, we'll try this one more time. We'll give you one more shot. Yeah, yeah, we'll give Homeck one more shot. We'll try it one more time.
Is an ending, is it more important for a movie or a TV show?
Well, a TV show, Draven, because
so just the invested time.
Yeah. You know, if a movie is bad or has a bad ending, like you're just like, okay, there's 2 hours of my life I'll never get back and $45 that I spent at the theaters.
But it's not about how it ends, John. It's about the journey that you took to get to that ending.
Friends
it's about
you make
all
along the way.
Exactly. It's about all those seasons you got to watch a Game of Thrones that you enjoyed. It's not about how it ended.
There is a part of that that is true. But, you know, again, the ending was pretty important too. But it's nice to have friends that all, you know, rally together to hate it and be miserable together. That is true.
I guarantee people will go watch these spinoffs. They will.
I mean, yeah.
They'll hop back on that train.
I won't. Not until like season four.
I would say, what if somebody's like, oh man, this is so good.
Yeah, season four, I'll come back around.
Okay.
I'm not coming from day one, though.
Okay.
Fair I'm enough. Not going to be the guinea pig.
Fair enough.
You're not testing the makeup on me. I'm no monkey or chimpanzee. Which one are they doing on?
Usually the chimpanzees.
I'm no chimpanzee. Uh-uh. Mm-mm. Same as Tennessee football next year. I'm not getting invested.
Yeah.
After the way the last season ended? After the way the Riders just went over the top with rock bottom, they threw too much ass at one time. 3-7, really? Yeah. Scandal, embarrassment, Josh Heupel, all that thrown together is too much, Riders. You're throwing too much against the wall right now. I'm not getting reinvested next season. I'll check in maybe for halftime if we're up against Florida. Speaking of which, remember we were up at halftime against Georgia?
I was worried.
We were one half away from being 3-0.
You were there, too.
I was there. Mm-hmm. I was feeling good.
Man.
Oof.
That ball went over.
Oh, yeah.
Little guy's head.
First snap of the game.
Little Stetson Bennett's head went over his head. Yeah, I was like, oh, wow, here we go.
The goal line stand right before halftime. I was literally jumping up and down.
Yeah.
Talk about fired up.
I tweeted out that Tennessee football was back.
That's what.
That was the downfall right there.
Yep. It's a new Tennessee football.
That's what ruined it.
And
then we forgot how to block.
From that moment on, it was all downhill. They said Jerry Pruitt got in the locker room. I was like, well, okay. Wasn't expecting the game to be like this, but okay, let's go try to win it. Go out there and see what we can do, boys. Let's try hard. And then, Garantano went full Garantano. And why are we talking about this? This is somehow almost as depressing as Game of Thrones talk.
Dang. Ugh. Maybe we won't be up at half against Georgia this year, so we don't have to get crushed like that again.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Let's just, we won't even bother with it.
Heupel's going to get in the locker and be like, yep, this is where we expected to be. Let's keep it going.
You know, every now and then you'll have hipsters that, like, want to have a contrarian take.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe don't call them hipsters. Maybe I shouldn't call them hipsters. Maybe I just call them contrarians. That want to look at the other side. There's not even very many people that are like, well, actually, the Game of Thrones was actually good. The ending was good. No one comes out and defends it. The only person I've seen do it is, like, Seth Rollins, like, for the WWE wrestler. I think he was like, I actually liked it. He's like the only one I know that's ever said that.
I must say, I don't think I've seen anybody. I couldn't name any of my friends or anything. Yeah. Like, no, it was cool with that ending.
Yeah. Even the biggest offender, Cody McClure, was like, you know what? It sucked. You're right, John.
Yeah. He was trying so hard not to admit it for the longest, but.
Yeah.
He came around.
Let's go to break. That was sad. Let's talk some association.
Hey.
Like I said yesterday, starting to feel like playoff time. Games felt like they mattered. Mm-hmm. Maybe no more than none so more than last night's Grizzlies-Mavericks game. Luka at the buzzer. Luka legend.
Go ahead. Discredit that shot. Go ahead. Try to find a way to pick it apart.
You were
going to
discredit
it
since you talk about luck all the time. Yeah. I thought you were going to discredit it.
It's not our job to do that. That's your job. Be consistent.
That wasn't luck. That was a good shot.
That was a good shot. Okay.
Leaning in.
Be consistent.
Floated it up there.
Be consistent. That's all we ask.
He hit nothing but net, so I think that's not lucky. If he would have banked it in, I might have said lucky, but he drilled the shot, nothing but net.
I don't think we were actually on the air when you were complaining about, for some reason, we went back to, what, the 80s? With the catch?
Oh, yeah.
The 49ers versus Cowboys. For some reason, you were complaining about that, saying that was one of the luckiest plays of all time.
It is. Well, I mean, all time, NFL history, yeah, for sure. I'd say top three, top five, just because it's hyped up so much as being so great.
You're complaining about how lucky that was.
He was trying to throw it away.
So now, but you're not going to come in here and do the same thing to Luka. You sent that to us last night. I don't know if you're trying to get under her skin or something. I don't know if you've noticed, but the Grizzlies fans have been pretty mean to me on the internet, so I got probably more of a beef with them than I do the Mavericks right now.
Yeah.
I usually just don't bother myself with two lesser teams, so it wasn't getting me either.
I will say it seemed pretty lucky that a 91% free throw shooter would miss two, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just going by your definitions of luck and what you call.
I don't know about that. You missed the free throws. Pressure gets to you.
The Luka shot was nice.
It was nice.
The Luka shot was nice. 1.8 seconds left. Stumbling through the three, stumbling through a double team. Just kind of flicks it up. Nothing but net.
Wow.
Bad loss for the Grizzlies, who are now just a game above 500. Again, Grayson Allen has been playing, fairly well as a starter for them this year. Choked. Missed two free throws with a chance to ice the game. And instead, Luka at the buzzer. 29 points. Grizzlies fall to 27 and 26. And then after the game, you had to have your star player take to the internet to talk to the fans.
Uh-oh.
Say, stay off my teammate's back. He was the only reason we were in the game. I mean, he was the leading scorer. I mean, maybe if John Morant would have hit a couple more shots or could shoot better than 27% from three, they would have been in a better situation.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Maybe instead of screaming at the fans, just get a little better, Ja. Let's play a little better.
Uh-oh. Calling out Morant?
I mean, that's just the way I look at it. I mean, I think, you could easily make the case he has regressed in year two. He definitely hasn't taken a leap forward in year two. Field goal percentage down. 3-point shooting way down. Scoring a little bit higher, but again, taking more shots, slower percentage. Morant and his defense has been pretty bad, too. Morant's defense has been pretty, pretty bad.
Yeah.
I know he does a lot on offense for him, but, mm-hmm. he's just, I just feel like, got some questions about Morant, just saying. But again, I don't think it's a good point whenever you got a – I don't think it's a good start when you got people – he has to come out and defend his boy Grayson.
Yeah.
Mad at the fans. Grayson was balling last night, 6 of 11. Oh,
that was the reason they ran it. Hit a big three in the fourth.
That's what Morant said.
Late in the fourth.
Only reason we were in it.
Yeah.
Bad loss for the Grizzlies, though, as again, they are only one game above 500. I guess they did kind of get helped by the Spurs losing a bad game to the Raptors. That's a bad loss for the Spurs. They could have tied the Grizzlies in the standings.
Yeah, that was rough.
Reggie Jackson with his revenge game as he goes back to Detroit.
Little nice step back game winner, huh?
Little game winner for him as he scored 29 points and the Clippers extend their winning streak. Pretty bad loss for your boys.
Yeah.
Draven, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Buzz.
Let's hear it. Come on, give me a buzz.
Nah.
Give me a buzz.
We're not buzzing now.
You're pulling the plug on the buzz?
I mean, we'll still make the playoffs. I just hope we get
healthy,
John.
The Wizards coming for y'all.
I know. How about those Wizards playing pretty well?
No, let's not change the subject. I want to hear about your buzz. Give it to me.
We got a ton of injuries, John. Look at the injury list. Look at the injury list.
Here we go.
No,
no excuse, Draven.
You are just a very inconsistent sports arguer. The Hawks. You're the worst type of sports arguer. You're a very inconsistent.
Are you
going to
try and say we have less injuries?
I'm just saying that they've had some injuries, but not as key of players, in my opinion. I mean, the Hornets,
our starters aren't key players.
The Hornets 2 nights ago were without their literally they're probably their five best players on the court, like their five literally best players, not there. Then last night we still have what, three of your key players still out? Three of your top four best players
out? You had Rozier, you had Devontae Graham, you had Biombo, you had Miles Bridges.
Biombo.
Who else do you need?
Hayward, LaMelo Ball, Malik Monk. That's who we need. I don't think PJ. Did PJ play? I don't think PJ played last night.
I could really use a Trey Young, a John Collins, a DeAndre Hunter, and a Cam Reddish.
Don't
you
forget
know?
Gallo. Can't
forget Gallo
out.
Either.
We don't have to make it about the Hawks. I just want to hear Draven be consistent because, I mean, all year long, Hayden, what's he told us?
Injuries are not excuses.
Injuries aren't excuses. What was he said at one point to mock me? What's the best ability, John? What's the best ability, John? Availability, that's what you say. That's what you say, John.
Okay.
I'm just asking for where the buzz is at.
We're not buzzing right now. I told you. A little bit of a rough patch. We still got some time.
Still
in a playoff spot. It's okay.
Back to 500 for your Charlotte Hornets.
It's all right. I'm not worried.
Back to 500. Well, Nets Sixers played a pretty important game, too, as the Sixers get the one seed back.
Mm-hmm.
Kyrie was balling.
Yeah.
Kyrie was trying.
Somebody said, y'all aren't ready for Ramadan, Kyrie.
37 and 19. What do you have? 37 and 9. 37 points, 9 assists.
Yeah, he was good.
He was balling.
Embiid was good for the Sixers, though. And
Embiid.
And Embiid's just going to be a matchup nightmare for them. Like that's like if you are – now on one hand, like if I'm the Sixers, I don't know how good I feel. We won by 6 points and like Durant and James Harden didn't play. Right? Like I don't know how good we feel about coming out of this. But you do look and say, look, they can't stop Joel Embiid. They have nobody on that roster that can stop Joel Embiid. There aren't many men on the planet who can stop Joel Embiid, especially when he is motivated and playing as hard as he has been. You know, 39 points last night, 13 rebounds. Got a little help from Tobias. Tobias was great again last night, 26 points.
Yep. He's been so good this year.
Simmons was 17 and 9. So, like, their quote-unquote big three was pretty good. But, again, the Nets only had one of their big three. And they won by 6 points in Philadelphia. So, I don't know if I'm Brooklyn. I don't come out of that feeling too badly.
Yeah, no, you're definitely just like, well, Harden Durant back, we'll make up those 6 points. You would at least think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easy to spin cycle that one.
Get a little spin zone to that. Bad loss for the Bulls as they're trying to hold on to that 10 seed.
They suck.
Yeah, that's a terrible loss for them.
I thought Vucevic would help. They still suck. And he's doing everything. He had like 29 points, I believe, last night. I mean, he was still balling. They're terrible.
I don't know how much Vucevic affects winning.
That's probably true, too.
I
don't know. I feel like if he's not on the Magic, they're the worst team in the NBA the last, three or four years. I mean, they've been like a playoff team the last couple years at least.
I mean, the playoffs like once, I think. I think they only made it once.
They made it twice. They made the bubble playoffs, and then they made it 2 years ago. Then they played the Raptors first game.
They made the bubble playoffs. What seed were they? Eight?
They were the eight. They played the Bucks. They beat them that first game.
Okay.
And then they beat
the Raptors the year before. Okay.
Yeah.
So they won. Okay.
At least they're winning that game one.
That's true.
Off to a good start.
Fair enough.
Warriors, they're coming. Steph.
Well, I'd be worried about that if I was a Grizzlies fan.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, you're trying to hold on to that eight seed. Like, I don't think I'd really be too worried about falling out of, like, the top 10. Although, like, the Warriors, you know, only a game behind the Spurs, a game behind the Pelicans are lingering, three games behind. Like, you have to hold off them. But, like, everyone else, like, the Kings made a run. The Kings are like, okay, we're here, we're trying. Then they lost eight in a row. So now they're out of it.
So surprising with them, too. Like, why are they so bad?
Coaching.
It's just Sacramento. It's just Sacramento, too, I think.
The Pelicans are going to try to hawk down the Spurs, Warriors, Grizzlies.
Yeah.
As they're only three games back from
the
18.
Did they take a loss last night, though?
The Pelicans?
Yeah, I think they lost
to
the Knicks.
And they lost to the Knicks at home.
Yeah, it was a bad one. But I'm just saying, like, that's the only team that can really come. Like, the Kings are dead, so really it's just, like, you know, a battle right there for 11 trying to catch them.
Yeah, makes sense.
We haven't heard from Hayden when it comes to NBA talk in a while. Wonder why that is.
Did the Heat play last night?
They did.
Oh.
Lost two in a row.
Oh, wow. They played the Nuggets without Jamal Murray, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Lost by 17 points.
Oh.
So last two games, they've lost by, what, an average of 18 and a half points? That's not good. I'm actually going to that game next Friday, though, Hayden, down in Atlanta. You still feeling confident about it? I might go to it. A friend lives in Atlanta. He invited me down.
Nice. Yeah, that'll be a good one.
They'll play the Heat on Friday night in the Highlight Factory.
Mm-hmm. Last time I watched them play the Heat down there, Trey dropped 50.
Yeah, yeah. That was on Iguodala's head, right?
Yeah. That was a fun one to watch. Mm-hmm. Mm.
I might go down there, watch us bury the Heat, knock them below 500. That might be fun.
For sure. I would recommend it.
Might go do that. Good point by you, though, Draven. The Warriors, they blow out the Thunder, who are just kind of, at the point like, hey, let's make sure we get Cade Cunningham, or at least have our best chance possible. But the Warriors, only a game under 500.
Yeah.
Be fun to watch them in the bubble, or in the play-in game, I guess I should call it.
Utah, man. If I'm Utah, I'm like, really? We got to take on Steph, who, he dropped 50 and 40 the last two games?
He's been balling. He's been good, yeah. And he's trying to carry them. They've won three in a row. When they looked like they were about to be left for dead, they kind of coming back to life.
Yeah. I mean.
Again, only game behind the Grizzlies right now.
Also, I feel like we can lock in Embiid as MVP at this point.
You keep saying that. I feel like Jokic just dropped a triple-double last night without Murray.
Yeah, 17 points. Like, whatever. Embiid just dropped 39.
I mean, 17, 11, and 10 is pretty damn good. I know he dropped 39,
but
17. Like,
I get it, but man, the Sixers, I mean, they got the one seed in the East. They could possibly have, the second best record in the NBA. I mean, that's just a lot of formula for a team that is going to have the MVP, in my opinion.
I like Embiid. I'm not trying to discredit him, but I feel like at a certain point you're going to look and say you're going to hurt him for the month he missed.
Yeah, Jokic is still the favorite on FanDuel at minus 175.
Is Embiid second?
Yep, plus 220.
I feel like Jokic has to absolutely go off this final, 20 games or whatever, 15, 20 games. Like, they have to at least get, a top three seed, which is possible, but I don't know. I feel like they have to have a little bit more.
Ah, two good games on TNT tonight. The oldest, most historic rivalry in the NBA. Ooh. Lakers-Celtics. Celtics been playing pretty well. Lakers, of course, still without LeBron and AD. That's on TNT at 10 o'clock. That'll be the second game, and the first game, might be looking at a conference finals preview.
Probably.
As the Bucks. I don't think the Bucks make the conference finals.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah.
As the Bucks and Hawks play. TNT, 7:30. The bright lights are on in Atlanta. What are you shaking your head about, Draven?
You honestly believe that? Eastern Conference?
Well, no, I don't think the Bucks will get there. I don't think the Bucks get to the Eastern Conference Finals. So I probably shouldn't have said Eastern Conference Finals preview. But I guess it's a potential one. But, I don't think the Bucks will get there.
I can't wait till the playoffs. Till the playoffs is all I got to say.
Would you rather play the Nets or Sixers in the Conference Finals, Cam?
I'm probably taking Sixers, to be honest.
I guess Capella can maybe bother him.
Yeah, Simmons would be an issue, though.
Trey usually gets off on Simmons.
Yeah, I guess Simmons isn't really a scorer, but you don't want him posting up Trey the whole game.
Well, you
wouldn't
have Trey guarding him unless you
wouldn't think so.
Seeking him
I think
out.
You'd have Ben Simmons guarding Trey, though, for sure.
You'd probably put Hunter on Simmons. And
if he's ever back, who knows?
Yeah.
You might put Simmons on Bogdan. I mean, honestly, Bogdan's been...
Yeah, Bogdan's been dropping 20-something almost every game.
Efficient shooting. I guess the Sixers, I mean...
Yeah, I just Kyrie, Harden, and Durant.
I think we could score with them, but it'd be hard to stop them in the playoffs, especially when they're getting the superstar calls.
That's my thing.
I'm already mad at the refs trying to screw us over in the conference finals. What a terrible call that was in game three. We could have gone up 2-1.
Yep. Jeez.
What are we talking about right now? What are you guys talking about?
Hypothetical Eastern Conference Finals matchups.
And they just took it from 3-1 to 2-2 tie.
I know. Of course. Crazy. Got to give the superstar call.
Definitely was a charge there, but whatever.
Yeah. 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 Buzz, buzz. Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Costa at Knoxville Smiles. One of the major improvements in dentistry in the past 10 years is dental implants. We perform simple dental implant procedures in our office almost every day of the week at Knoxville Smiles. If you're missing teeth or have broken teeth, this...
The segment is brought to you by the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, give them a call, 865-558-8255. 80-30. Let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. You can also visit them online at G3HelpMe.com. That is G3HelpMe.com. The big NBA news of the day has been LaMarcus Aldridge retiring. As far as on-the-court stuff, do we think this has any impact on the Nets? Do we think this will really bother them at all?
No, they just give those minutes to Blake Griffin.
Yeah, they got plenty of guys over there. How many minutes was he getting, Aldridge? I mean,
his last game he played was 23 minutes against the Lakers.
Well, that's more than I thought it would
be. They got killed that game, though. He scored 12 points on 5 of 8 shooting. He had been playing some for them.
Yeah.
Again, there was going to be a playoff game where he probably would have, came in, scored 20 points, or scored like 12 points in a quarter and helped them stay alive. I mean, the game before that, he played 23 minutes in a blowout against the Pelicans. He scored 22 points. Played 29 minutes in a win over the Knicks. I mean, he was getting minutes. He was playing. You don't think it's a big loss?
I do think he's better than Blake Griffin, right? I mean, just based on health, all that. But impact-wise, I mean, like you said, he's probably going to get like 10, 15 minutes a game in the playoffs, if that.
I'd say that's about right. Got a couple minutes here. Anything we've missed so far today? Anything you guys want to talk about? Anything standing out? Anything else about the association? We do owe the Bucks some payback for stealing Giannis from us tonight, so it's a big game. It's a big game. I'm not gonna lie to you, Cam. It's a big game tonight in Atlanta.
Yeah, probably.
I want Giannis to play. Maybe. I hope he does play. You said questionable, right, for tonight's game, Cam?
You want Giannis to play?
I think you guys would want Giannis to play too. Wouldn't you want the Bucks at their full strength to
while we're not at full strength.
I feel who's like out, their who's best out player for our best player seems fair to me.
We've still got two starters out. Is Trey playing tonight? Do we know if Trey's playing tonight? We still got two stars out. I don't know if Gallo's
Young
back.
And Gallo are still questionable. So yeah, they got their two players questionable. We got our players questionable.
We're not full strength by any means. In case you haven't noticed, we've had two stars out the last like 20 games. All right?
These guys ever going to come back?
I don't know. We got, what, John Collins still out too? So that's three starters out? I mean, no, I don't want Giannis playing. Give me a break. I'm coming after that three seed. I want to get this win. We'll only be, what, three games back, Cam, if we win this one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, in the words of Cam Black, we coming.
We coming.
We were once scoffed. We were once laughed at.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Who's laughing now? I'm ready to ask. Big game tonight. Big game. Pretty big for the Celtics and Lakers, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
What's the timetable on LeBron and AD? Do we know?
I haven't seen any updates recently, I don't think.
Lakers still holding on to that 5 seed. I'm ready to see how much teams go out of their way to try to not have to play them. If you're the Clippers, would you rather play the Lakers in the first round or like, I guess we'll do it in like the conference finals? Would you rather go ahead and try to get it out of the way?
If you're the Clippers?
Yeah.
Especially if LeBron and AD are like just coming back.
Uh-huh.
It may be a tad rusty. I'd probably take my odds there instead of them, hitting their groove deep in the playoffs.
But you know how embarrassing it would be to lose to the Lakers in the first round of the playoffs to get knocked out in the first round?
Yeah, Kawhi's but gone. You could be like, it's the Lakers, too. I know it would be terrible from their perspective, but like I feel like most people around the league would be like, it's the Lakers.
Yeah, but as Draven said, Kawhi would be gone. I mean, he is a free agent after the year. He took a two-year deal for a reason. He wanted to keep his flexibility. Like, he could easily be on the first plane out of there. I wouldn't look too much into him buying, like, that really expensive house in L.A. because, I mean, like, everyone kind of lives in L.A. in the offseason, so it doesn't really matter.
He's from other ways, too.
So. I don't think that means he's, like, staying with the Clippers. He had the chance to sign the big extension that Paul George did, and he was like, nah, I'm good. Not going to do that. Not just yet.
You think there's more players out than usual?
Yeah.
With the short – is that just the shortened season?
The shortened season hasn't helped. Like when Mark Cuban was whining and complaining about the play-in game, he was trying to hide it through, like, the guys are like, we're making these guys play so many games, and it's not fair, jam-packing all this in. So, like, I mean, there has been how many injuries? I mean, like, every star has been pretty much banged up at some point, right? Like, you might have also, like, teams being more cautious with guys.
Right.
But, I mean, like, Giannis has been out for 2 weeks, James Harden's been out, Kevin Durant's been out, Kyrie's been out, Although I don't know how many has been like Kyrie injury versus him just wanting some mental health days. But like, you know, Jason Tatum dealt with COVID. You had Jamal Murray tears ACL. Embiid was knocked out. Like the MVP mm-hmm. race has just been kind of jockeying. There have been very few constants, you know, for any team really. Every team has had to deal with injuries. There's a reason that Utah is number one in the West. Like, they're good. Don't get me wrong. They play both sides of the ball. But they also haven't had any, like, real injuries. They've been pretty healthy. Same for the Suns. Like, they're good. They're good teams. But Booker and CP3 haven't been hurt yet, right? I mean, those guys have pretty much played.
Yeah.
Not that I know of.
Consistently.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're one of the few teams for sure.
But every team in the East, I mean, at least at the top, like I said, the Sixers have dealt with Embiid being hurt. The Nets have dealt with Harden.
Mm-hmm.
And Durant, the Bucks, Giannis has been out. The Hawks,
everybody.
We you know, we talked about their injuries all year. Like, they've been banged up. The Celtics have not. You know, they had Smart out for a bit. Again, their stars Tatum was out for COVID, and still coming back. The Heat dealt with Butler being gone early in the year, right? But he's been back mostly for
pretty consistently. Yeah, he's been playing. Now Oladipo's out. Bam was out for a little while, but not much. So we haven't had that much injury.
I'm shocked that Oladipo's hurt. I'm really shocked by that.
Yeah, who would guess?
Really shocked by that. I mean, you go down the line. I mean, I feel like the Knicks have had pretty good luck outside of Mitchell Robinson, but like the Hornets as well, been banged up.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, that's definitely been a consistent storyline all year. Which means I don't know, like, if these teams are just going to be jumbled, we're not going to know much about them when the actual playoffs start, or if, like, the playoffs are going to continue and these guys might just still be hurt during the playoffs. The regular season does feel pretty weird this year, though.
It does.
When you get there, it's like the 6-seed Lakers are the title favorites.
Yep. Could make it fun, though. A little upsets, well, I mean, excitement.
I mean, if you get the two best teams in the West, or at least the two favorites that, you know, that have been there, you know, from the beginning of the year, if you get the Clippers and Lakers somehow playing in the first round, that would feel really good for other teams that are like, hey, one of these guys getting knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, helps your odds for you to, like, for sure.
I was kind of like whenever was it that year? Was Golden State the one and like Houston was the four? Is that how that worked out? The year that Portland went to the conference finals, and then the Nuggets played down in the bottom bracket. Yeah. It was wide open for them. They're like, hey, free ride to the conference finals, good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Let's ride. Stephen A. Smith says, Luka's game winner boils down to luck.
What does Stephen A. Smith know?
Is that your burners?
What does he know?
He has a video explaining it if you want to watch it during the break. Why Stephen A. says Luka's game winner boils down to luck.
Is that on the Stephen A. Smith show or whatever? Doesn't he have his own show now?
I believe it's just on
Plus.
Yeah, I would say I think it's just on First Take. I mean,
okay.
Hour two in the books. We'll kick off hour three with headlines. We got this or that coming up as well, Hayden?
Yeah.
That means I'll get the categories ready, John.
No, they're already planned out.
Let's hear them. What do you got for us?
I got to get my notebook out.
Okay. Hour three kicking off next.
Hey, folks.